Mar, Dems keep picking communists, other crazies, I vote for Palin over DSA. By Ian Hanchett on August 1, 2026. During his closing monologue on Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher said that he can't go a week without seeing a newly chosen exciting new face in the Democratic Party that is a communist or some other version of crazy, and he would back Sarah Palin over the DSA. Maher began by saying, Donald Trump has told 1 trillion lies. But when he says the Democratic Socialists of America are actually communists, that's not one of them. He added that his vote would be in play if the Democratic Party kept trending in the DSA's direction. And here's why, because not a week goes by where I don't read about some newly chosen exciting new face in the Democratic Party. And then when that face opens its mouth, the Communist Manifesto or some other crazy shit comes out. Again, let's just read the quotes. The DSA platform says your work, you work as much as you are able and no more than needed. If that was any closer to Karl Marx's dictum, from each according to his abilities, to each according to his needs, they'd be sued for plagiarism. Not to leave any doubt, New York Mayor Mamdani once tweeted Karl Marx's words exactly. They're not trying to hide it. Their most popular influencer, Hassan Piker, thinks communism is so groovy, he laments the fall of the two of the most murderous regimes in history, the Soviet Union and Chairman Mao's China. Mamdani's aide, his top aide, CEA Weaver, said, if you don't believe in the government's sacred right to seize private property, it's over and impoverish the white middle class. What, that's a goal? You know you're supposed to scare people into voting for you, right? One of the new soon-to-be Democratic Congress people, Daria Liza Chevalier, supports seizing all properties from landlords and said, seize the means of production. Mamdani has said the end goal is seizing the means of production. I think they want to seize the means of production. Maher further stated, yes, my vote is in play. I'm not voting for anyone who thinks the wrong side won the Cold War or cheers for the Intifada like it's the World Cup. He added, last month, two Democratic congressmen released an open pledge they wanted their fellow Democratic members to sign. It said, we are capitalist, not socialist. We want safety, not lawlessness. We are proud, not ashamed of America. These should not be hard words for a congressional Democrat to sign on to. You know how many did? 8, and, no, this nonsense is not where most Democratic politicians are right now. But it's also becoming a raging fire festival in the party that neither is anyone putting out. Maher concluded, after talking more about the DSA, I would vote for Sarah Palin before this shit. She's a bimbo, but if you asked her to come up with something she likes about America, she could do it, you betcha. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.